This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, in for Terry Gross. In 2014, journalist Ron Suskind published a very personal book titled Life Animated, about his autistic son and the amazing way his son responded to Disney's animated characters. That book and that story is the basis of a new documentary also called Life Animated. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
I have some reservations about the documentary Life Animated, but they can't undermine how moved I was watching its subject, Owen Suskind, who has autism, figure out how to navigate the world using Disney cartoons as a reference point. Here's the scenario laid out by the movie, which is directed by Roger Ross Williams, from a book by journalist Ron Suskind. When Owen, Suskind and his wife Cornelia's second son, was born, he seemed, quote, normal, until age 3, when, as Suskind puts it, he vanished. His motor skills deteriorated. He lost what language he'd attained. Autism was diagnosed. Says Suskind, someone kidnapped our son. The young Owen is seen in videos, as well as original animated scenes, by the French visual effects company MacGuff. But much of Life Animated follows the Suskind family today. Owen is 23, and in the process of graduating from a special school in Cape Cod. He'll be moving into his own apartment in an assisted living facility. He has a girlfriend. He's still watching Disney cartoons. He even runs a Disney cartoon club, which he says makes him popular with other students. The movie jumps back and forth between Owen now and as a little boy, when his parents were showing him those cartoons just to keep him calm. One day he came to his parents saying words they could barely understand, which turned out to be, just your voice. It's a phrase from The Little Mermaid, whose heroine is told she'll have to surrender something, just your voice. Over and over he says those words, and a doctor tells the Suskinds it might be echolalia, that is, mere repetition. Or it might be, says Suskind, a sign that, quote, he's still in there. Ron's account, illustrated with MacGuff's animation, of approaching his son with the puppet of Iago is stunning. Suskind also does a pretty great imitation of Gilbert Gottfried.
So I go up to his room. I see Owen on the bed, flipping through a Disney book. And I see, sort of over to my left, I see Iago, the puppet. Now, Iago is the evil sidekick to the villain Jafar from Aladdin. Now I know Owen loves his puppet.
Jafar! Jafar! Get a grip!
I grab the puppet, I pull it up to my elbow, and I begin to crawl across the rug as quietly as I can. And Owen turns to the puppet like he's bumping into an old friend. I say to him, Owen, Owen, how does it feel to be you?
And I said, not good, because I don't have any friends.
Now I'm under the bedspread, and I just bite down hard. You know, I just say to myself, stay in character. And I say, okay, okay. Owen, when did you and I become such good friends? And he said, when I watched Aladdin, you made me laugh. And then we talk, Owen and Iago, for a minute and a half. It's the first conversation we've ever had.
There's no way of knowing if or when Owen would have found his voice without Disney. No way of exploring that road not taken. But watching Life Animated, I could extrapolate some things. As I watched Owen pace, hands behind his back, showing anxiety and self-consciousness as he tried to learn social cues, I thought, maybe it helps that he can identify with a character in a movie. Maybe this is how someone with autism can learn empathy. But the most marvelous part of Life Animated is when Owen conceives of his own animated film, based on his feeling that he'll never be a hero, someone capable of making strong choices and leading, but only a sidekick to a hero. He writes and sketches Land of the Lost Sidekicks, which director Roger Ross Williams actually turned into a film. What we see of that film is both heartbreaking and exhilarating. As a feat of imagination, it's heroic. Owen's story is hardly settled in Life Animated. His brother is being interviewed when a call comes in that Owen's girlfriend has broken up with him. That makes sense to me. Owen does seem a bit clutchy in his scenes with her. Now he's bereft, uncomprehending. That's the sad part of the movie, as his father suggests, when he worries that Owen needs to learn to fail and fail again and keep moving on. You can't learn everything in life from a Disney cartoon.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.